brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another suds segment where if you give us an inch, we're going to take a mile. And if you give us a beer, we're going to take a nap.
That was good. Time. Sean's already asleep. He's out. I'll take his beers, though.
Okay, wake up, all right, wake up, sorry. Wake up, what? Wake up.
Are we here?
What happened? We're here, we're alive, and we're well. And there's lots of great beer in front of us. I am your hostess, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is Good Old Boy Kendall.
Hello, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for being here. Good Old Boy Sparky.
I'm helping.
You are, and we're so proud of you. Good Old Boy Sean.
What's the opposite of helping?
I guess what you're doing at the moment, huh?
Cool. That's what I'm doing.
Good old boy Dave.
Hello, Ness.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Buddy, how you been?
Well, today's episode is special for two reasons.
Because I'm here?
No. First and foremost, today's flight was put together by, the spotlight is on, good old boy Sean. Yay!
He is helping.
No.
Okay. No sounds. And then secondly, it is all fresh hopped beer. Oh, it's so nice to be this time of year.
It's quite pungent.
And that's okay. Good old boy Sean, why don't you give us today's lineup?
These hops are so fresh and so clean. the Fresh Hop beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are Cone Liquor Fresh Hop IPA from Three Creeks Brewing in Sisters, Oregon, Super Sticky-ish Icky Fresh Hop Double IPA from Jagged Mountain Craft Brewery in Denver, Colorado, the Fresh Hop Janet Reno Dance Party from Call to Arms Brewing in Denver, Colorado, Hop is My Co-Pilot Fresh Hazy Hop IPA, Ohl's Brewing Company in Boulder, Colorado. The one and only Nuggy Fresh. Go Nuggy. Fresh Top IPA from Diebold's Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado. And then finally, but not last but least, Altair Fresh Hop Pale Ale from Ecliptic Brewing in Portland, Oregon.
I like how they did a Fresh Hop Pale. Like everybody else is doing IPAs and doubles.
But I know. Yeah. Won't that be cool to see?
That will be cool to drink. I don't care about seeing it.
It's a bold move, Cotton. We'll see how that works out. Off. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, good old boy Sean. I'm really jazzed about this. Really, really jazzed. Okay, good old boy Kendall, please give us the suds ratings for today.
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud.
A fresh hop bud.
2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Oh, you can just smell those fresh hops coming back out. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Oh, I'm bathing in it. Sorry.
Okay, that was kind of creepy, but all right. Well, let's get to the party, the fresh hop party that is. First of all, okay, why now?
Well, beer. It's the hop harvesting time of the season, at least in the northern hemisphere.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Or at least it was. I think most of the
we're past by this point.
Yeah,
the hops are in.
Yeah, yes. This all turned into barley wine by now.
About mid September is when I think they really crank up and then through the end. But yeah,
yeah.
And we are reaping the benefits of their hard work.
Pretty tight window that they have to do it in too, you know. So
yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into it. So coming in from Sisters, Oregon. I did not realize that there was a Sisters, Oregon, but then there again, is. I do not have a lot of knowledge of that fine state, except that they make
not far from Brothers, Utah.
Of course.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I just totally made that up.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not real. So like don't go to Utah looking for Brothers.
So
Utah.
I just Googled that. So should not do that.
No.
Don't do it.
No. Okay. Thank all you right. though. But no.
Yeah. Okay. And not to be confused with Stepsisters, Washington.
Oh.
That's a totally different town.
Man. Or Sister Mom, Tennessee.
Oh.
Oh no.
Wait, wow. Should I have said sister I think wife that's Utah?
Cousin love Tennessee.
Oh yes, that's right. That's
where's true. Uncle Daddy Alabama?
Well, that's a place.
Okay, we're done.
That's more. Did we just get banned from Alabama?
That's like
again?
A state of mind, right? Yeah.
Banned we're once again. Banned
we never got back so into Alabama.
Things. Yeah, I
it's better that way.
Do not think so. Yeah. Okay.
So Sisters, Oregon.
Yes, Sisters, Oregon. We are going to talk about the Cone Liquor Fresh Hop IPA, which was a gold medal winner at last year's GABF in the fresh hop category. Their annual fresh hop pale features 300 pounds of wet centennial from BC Farms in Woodburn, Oregon. So I'm assuming that's a semi-neighbor. The hops go from farm to brew kettle in 4 hours.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Talk about fresh. The abundance of hop resins creates a spiciness along with the classic orange rind and floral notes from what we know and love, that is centennial hops.
You know, I was just thinking this, it's just amazing how much a difference like with Centennial or any of these hops, just straight fresh makes in a flavor profile.
Yeah, and that makes such a difference. And yeah, I looked on a map because I didn't remember, but it's about 100 miles apart from Woodburn to Sisters. And so it's close. Yeah, they literally pull the vines off the plant, off the trellis, and they throw them in a car, drive them down and throw them in the boil kettle.
I like the idea of a car better just because it's more madcap and there's probably like Benny Hill, Yakety Sax playing.
Or like Smoking the Bandit.
Trans Am. Exactly. Yeah. Trans Am.
A little
better.
Bit Trans Am.
Okay.
You know,
and I'm better with that.
Yeah. Although this is not a high speed drive, you're going US 20 through the mountains to do that. So I've been here before. I've had this beer before. June and I visited this brewery on our 20th anniversary trip to Oregon where we explored the state.
Woo-hoo!
Sisters is about 20 minutes from Bend. And I've been to this brewery and this is a really cool beer. And I love that a lot of these beers that we're tasting have the more modern varieties, but they're fresh hopping with Centennial, which is just beautiful. And it's a different character than you're going to get from a straight up two-hearted Centennial.
Totally. Yeah.
America.
Yeah. I'm definitely the malt's shining through on this one for sure. It's good. It's not blowing me away.
And I found that was true of most fresh hop beers I had. They were all really good, but you never know what you're going to get with fresh hops. So, you know, it's not like they can test this recipe.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is, they're on a race against time. The minute they come off the binds, they need to get those hops dried or get them into the kettle because they start decomposing pretty quickly. And So
this is beautiful. I mean, I'm enjoying... How do I want to say this? I like Centennial hops, right? And we've all had a ton of IPAs and pales with Centennial in them. But having this fresh, the floral notes on this to me are heightened and it really makes you appreciate the hops for what they are. You know what I mean? Because a lot of them get muddled in like the dankness and the sharpness of the alpha acids portion of what hops are, but having fresh hops, you're really able to explore like so many more avenues of it, if that makes any sense. And I really appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah, sure. No, it's sticky. I like the resin.
Yeah, there is a little stickiness to it. Yeah.
It's
and
good.
It's fresh sticky as opposed to like gold molasses sticky. We are going to rate the Cone Liquor Fresh Hop IPA a 4.
Nice start. Good job, Sean.
I'm trying.
Man, you are trying.
All right. Next up, we're going to go to super sticky, icky land, if that makes any sense. The super sticky, icky, fresh hop double IPA.
This thing is so clear.
From
Crystal.
Jagged Mountain really Craft Brewery in Denver, Colorado. It's got huge notes of strawberry, pine, and melon.
There's a lot going on.
That's a really good description.
Yeah. So fruity.
It is super fruity.
A lot of melon.
Southern beer girl, you know?
I won't say this for every brewery because it's the last brewery I can say this for, but I've been to this brewery. It's in downtown Denver, doing a great job. They have a female head brewer that's really known for her skills, and she's making some great beer there.
Yeah, this is really fun to drink.
Yeah.
And for a double IPA, it does not come across.
Oh, no. I've made a terrible mistake.
Wow. Oh, dude, you would sit down at the bar, drink this. A couple hours later, they're going to have to drag you out.
Yeah, scrape you off the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's just like... I feel like it just like as enveloping my palate and all the fruit flavors that are inside it. Just very cool.
I think there's a little bit of dankness too coming through.
Yeah.
But it's it is a really nice double IPA.
Complementary to the fruitiness.
Yeah.
Super balanced. Really seem to be working together. All the parts and pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we are going to rate the super sticky icky a 4.
I said 5, just in case anybody from Jagged Mountain's listening, I said 5. So if you wanted to send me 7 cases of beer.
How big is this beer?
This one is...
I can't feel my molars anymore, so I feel like it's big.
Sean, feel his molars for
me. Ew.
Let me touch your molars.
Are we going to play dentist again? Is that
just lay back in the chair?
All right,
it's fine. It's fine.
Actually, a nickel for every time somebody.
I had
told
actually
me
looked
that.
It up on Untappd. It's 8.5. Wow,
this
is a big beer.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we'll be back with more fresh hop IPAs in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is... so hoppy and so fresh and so cool that we're waiting for the hashtag to start. Was that even a thing?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Hash browns.
Hash browns.
They're so good.
Remember, I'm saying with all due respect, that idea ain't worth a velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it on.
Probably.
So true.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
I'm just really happy we have a lot of this beer, you know, because... for those of you who can't see the table, we're normally splitting a 16-ounce can between the five of us. We have a 32-ounce crowler of this Jagged Mountain Super Sticky Icky.
And I feel like we
going
rushed
for refills.
Yeah, and we rushed through it a little bit. So
let's do a second pour and keep talking.
Yeah. And if it's, I'd like to point out that as it is 8.5%, if we all start getting in fights with the microphones by the end of this, we'll understand why.
Get out of my face, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, for 8.5% it is, you would not expect that.
Though the crowler says 8.0, so 8.0, maybe they've adjusted the recipe.
Yeah, maybe.
You can't always trust Untappd.
Maybe they're trying to dodge
at 8%.
You're going to trust a crowler?
They're trying to dodge
it's on a Sharpie, bro.
You can trust a crowler label.
Juliana, What did you think of this beer?
Oh, geez.
See what I did there?
Thanks for asking.
Well, somebody's got to live, brother. So.
Really? It's that bad?
No. Honey. The beer's great.
Yes. No, the beer is really good. And what I like about it is the Strata hops. I mean, for fresh hop IPAs, you're not going to see that a lot. And I'm really, really digging this. The strawberries on it are so friggin' fresh. I mean, I'm almost like having to remind myself, yes, this is an IPA. This is an IPA.
It's a classic.
And it's a double IPA for that matter. IPA. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and it does not taste its ABV.
No,
my
not
God,
at all.
She did such a good job on this beer.
Mm.
And I'm not, you know, like, I mean, girls,
so
girl power aside, this is just a really nice beer. And yes.
It's actually kind of dry.
It's not that moist, Dave.
That's yeah, it does have said. A nice finish on it. Mm-hmm. It finishes really clean and it leaves behind that nice hop.
I still can't get over it the color. So many fresh hop beers, they do have that little bit of haziness.
Cloudiness
to them, but this thing is crystal clear.
They worked this thing over.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. And this showcases, you know, what fresh hops can really be.
I wonder, how are they hiding that 8%, man? I mean...
With hops.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Don't look behind the hops. You know.
Yeah, it wasn't hidden when it burned out my nose hairs, so that's how I know. That's how I know it's working.
Nice. All right, let's move on. The next beer.
On name alone.
Oh my God.
The best name ever.
Like, dude, seriously? Okay.
Although we're going to have to explain this to like everybody under 35, I think.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Fresh hop. Janet Reno's Dance Party IPA, coming in at 5.4% ABV.
That's
from
crazy for an IPA.
From 5.4. Call to Arms Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado. Mm. This beer uses 200 pounds of Strata fresh hops on top of all the standard hops in Reno. It drinks really dry and has huge notes of pineapple, fresh peach, with a dank fresh hop finish. Palate is very similar to the aromas, but is dominated by a resinous peach.
Resinous peach is a great band name.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hello, Cleveland!
And I feel if you drank enough of this that Janet Reno's Dance Party would make Whitewater go away.
Hey, oh, another joke for those
that's right.
Over 35.
If you're under 35 years old, we'd like to invite you to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I say... A little bit missing on the body on this. It's a little thin.
A little thin, but it also showcases the difference. We saw the first two beers are almost that classic caramelly, malt forward, strong hop balance IPA. Yes.
Yeah.
This is the modern, hazy.
Yeah.
And it's only 5.4%. I mean, let's remember we're going from 8 down to 5.4. I mean,
that's definitely dry. For sure.
But, and it's really two, because we just had Strata, but two interesting takes on, you know,
very different.
Yes. These are fresh hop beers. So where were the hops grown? What did the farm do with them? How close were they?
How fresh did they get it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What weather, what effects did weather play on them?
Yeah, because all of those hop farms are in their own microclimates.
Yes. Which, from what I read, overall the hop harvest looks good this year. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely some... Not as good as it could be, but they were definitely more, considering all the drought and heat issues that we've had throughout the U.S. And then into Canada, they said it's a lot better this year than they were expecting. So
cool.
There's That's at least that. That's what she
said. And yeah, I was going to say, I've heard that before.
I mean, it was better than I expected. I mean, it wasn't great, but you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's every husband.
Right? And what I love about this is two breweries from Denver having the same fresh hop and two completely different takes
totally
on it.
Totally different beers.
Yes,
very different.
Exactly. This one, just the creaminess aspect of it and like that strawberry and creamy.
This one looks like yogurt.
So, but here's my question. Is there a picture of Will Ferrell on the label?
As Janet Reno?
There should be.
Doing an amazing dance?
I believe, maybe?
It's
Is it?
It's a manly looking woman.
Oh my God. That is straight out of it.
So, yeah. I mean,
if he was smashing through a wall, though, that would be like,
to be fair,
smashing through a can.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, the real Gino logo does.
Yes.
That's the logo from SNL. That's fantastic.
Yeah. This was an SNL skit for those of you who haven't watched it yet. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
You know,
like peak Will Ferrell.
Before Will Ferrell was Anchorman, I mean, he actually did some things.
Shocking that people don't know that.
One or two.
Yeah, you know,
he told on the Saturday Night's Lives.
Yeah. He wasn't, you know, he didn't start out as Ron Burgundy, so.
You know. Shocking. Or Ricky
Bobby.
That is.
Ricky Bobby, you know.
His greatest role ever.
Frank the Tank, you know.
We're going streaking
through the quad. Oh, you my boy Blue.
You my boy Blue.
I feel like that's like I'm trying to stay married most times, and like when I veer too much to the Frank the Tank, I like, okay, I need to pull so it back. Like,
When you're working on your Camaro,
exactly,
in the front of the house, you know,
different situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gonna have to go back and watch Old School now.
Oh, so, my God.
Digging this beer.
Yes. This is
really enjoyable. Yeah.
This is really nice.
Well, this was a nice, as much as I like the other one, like I could drink more of this one and stay vertical.
Oh yeah. If you drink that whole super sticky icky crowler by yourself, you're gonna want a nap.
God, I would love to see Kendall shotgun that crowler.
I've never shotgunned a crowler. I need to.
We still, you know what? Next season is season 10. You're going to shotgun a crowler.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to.
And you're going to do one, and you're going to do one.
I call that Tuesday, but sure. Bring it.
Well, we'll get, you know, Sparky will shotgun a pony keg. So
it's time to get firkined up.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the Fresh Hop Janet Reno's Dance Party Goodness a 4.
Well done.
I love Fresh Hop beers.
We should just have Sean curate every flight for every show.
No. This was like what I was able to get a hold of, because I was also like,
oh, you know, I mean, I didn't get you the good stuff. This is just what I could get.
No, actually, this was the I couldn't find enough of a specific style to do a show on, and then when I came across these, you know, being available,
Now you kind of get a glimpse into what it's like to put a show together. It's like, well, we have three of these, but we only have one of this, and you know.
Meh.
Then you have to drive to Pittsburgh, you know. So
hey, okay.
Hey,
all right.
Which I like Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Go Bucks!
But yeah. The pierogies are not great.
What?
The pierogies are better on the east side. You are correct. Yes. Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Also, isn't it pronounced Pittsburgh?
Ooh. Yins. Listen, Yins.
How Yins doing?
Yeah, Yins.
Wow.
Thank God. Want some gravy on your fries?
Thank God I'm not from that side of the state. Okay, moving on. Let's go to another brewery. And this beer from Yules Brewing Company in Boulder, Colorado. Is it
Yules or Ooles?
Ooles?
I pronounce it Ooles, but...
Ooles?
Yeah.
Ooles? Okay.
But what do I know? I mean, I feel like it's a German name for sure. I mean, the area of Illinois that I grew up in was settled heavily by a lot of German immigrants, and Ole was definitely a name that you came across. So,
was it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I
could be U-Hauls.
Yeah.
But in Tennessee, it could be Yoles.
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 Yeah. Oh, ooh, man, that's going to be the next brewery probably in Tennessee.
Maybe.
Y'all's Brewery.
Maybe, yeah.
Welcome to Y'all's Brewery.
All right.
Come on in.
Well, let's talk about Hop is My Co-Pilot.
I like the story on this one.
Hazy Fresh Hop IPA. It's a product of a collaboration with Flight Co. Brewing and Brews Beers. A few weeks ago, they took a small plane to a hop farm on the western slope of Colorado, harvested a literal plane load of fresh hops, and flew them back to the Front Range.
This makes me think of like when you see those movies of like that Johnny Depp movie where they were hauling big plane loads of pot from, you know, like the Drug Runner movie, like just these guys cramming all these hops into a small plane and then like trying to get across the border in time.
I was thinking just the opposite, like that gimmicky like Sam Adams beer where they flew the cops to space and came back. Like they apparently just put a whole bunch of hops on a spaceship and now it's space beer.
Wow.
Space okay. beer. Ooh.
Yeah, space beer.
Where's the submarine beer? I want to try that out.
Well, I mean, that's the story with port, right? Is that they put it on a ship so that it would rock in the barrels and...
Right. Yeah. And then added more booze to keep it from going bad. Yeah. Even better. God wow. bless them, everyone.
Wow. There you go.
Wow. So the IPA it's got huge aromas of tangerine zest and delicate herbal and grassy notes to it. What do you guys think about this?
Definitely grassy, and I think that's a common thing you're going to get in a lot of these fresh hop beers.
Yeah,
because yeah, sure. I mean, because they're so green, there's so much chlorophyll and everything. Yep. You're going to
taste the chlorophyll,
which it bothers me more in other kinds of beers when people say grassy notes because, you know, like when something's really fresh, I expect that, but like if you dry out the hops and everything, I don't. Think
yeah, generally grassy is not a compliment for
yeah,
beer.
Well, that's yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
in fresh hop beers, it works.
Yeah, like it's like vegetal. Yeah. You know, wow. Well, they're plants, but do you really want a vegetal flavor out of a beer? No. You know, so yeah, grassy notes. But people do say that about my favorite hop sometime, Mosaic. You know, like oh, I just taste the grass. I'm like, well, you're stupid. But
yeah, there's a lot of other things people taste in Mosaic. Grass is usually not the one.
Yeah, you know, melon, fruit, whatever. Yeah. But you know, people are jerks. So
wow.
But I like you guys. So
and all of our listeners.
No, well, except that one dude.
Okay. This is 7.5% ABV.
Oh, wow.
How do you guys feel about that?
I'm still recovering from that 8% two beers ago.
I'm still drinking that one.
I feel like the molars have now moved on to the teeth that are in front of those now. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely got that character of a high ABV hazy.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's something there, but you still don't get the alcohol.
No, you don't. No. You don't. You're getting a lot of, and this one is very grassy in terms of the hops. But really interesting compared to what we've had, you know, prior to this.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, it is. But again, this is a great thing about fresh hop beers is you never know what you're going
to
get.
You're never going to be able to experience that with the standard, you know, way that hops are pelletized shipped
once
all
a year,
over.
You know,
this is your chance.
Well, that's the thing is like we could drink this exact same flight next year. And we will have probably
completely
a different
experience.
Well said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is something interesting with all the fires that have gone on. I mean, that has to have like impacted.
It has. Thankfully, they said that was not as much of an impact this year. And then the other thing is from last year from those fires, some of those hops came, I think overall came through okay. However, there are some breweries that are interested in brewing with those hops that have been affected.
Hops?
Yeah, been affected by the smoke. So
double down on the Rausch beer.
Yeah.
I guess my concern is like hopefully it's all wood burning and not you know cars and houses you know and all these potential off smoke flavors that
this tastes like a 93 Volvo. You know
that could be a limited can release right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get the carcinogens. Yeah
is that burning time? Yum.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, this beer, the hop is my co-pilot. We are going to rate a 4.
I would love to see a documentary on the I hope they filmed flying to the you know Western Slope and then
awesome.
That has to be like and shoving it all into the
right
like was it a Cessna like what are we dealing with. I've been like, on some single engine planes
bunch of duffel bags full of hops
so and then hope that the pilot's done all the calculations right for the amount of weight that's on the plane
that now as much
I mean that was a story I was told in college was that Loadmasters in the military and like the Air Force at some point started using calculators and then planes started crashing and they realized it was because they didn't understand the calculations that they were doing. So they had to do all the calculations by hand and not use calculator in order to ensure the safety of the plane and making sure that they weren't missing the, you know, missing the calculation or, you know, because they were just, they were trusting the calculator, but in the, you know, garbage in, garbage out. And,
Interesting.
So that's, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the smugglers and whatnot flying, like they were definitely pushing the boundaries of some of those planes.
They could just barely get over the, you know,
barely like, take,
you know,
off
30 feet off the ground, you know, and dodging trees.
And then, you know, you've got this airstrip, I'm using air quotes here, airstrip that they're landing on to begin with. So good. Right.
So do you guys think like fresh hop as a, it's not like it's not technically a style of IPA, but I mean, it is a style of IPA. Do you guys think that this is something that's just sort of a marketing gimmick, or do you feel like this is actually something that,
I think it's a marketing gimmick if it's like, say, like somebody like Lagunitas who tries to get as much fresh hopped as they can all over the country and it releases on a certain date or whatever. But I mean, I think if you live in Oregon or, you know, Washington State, places where they've got hops everywhere, I think it's what they call September, you know, or October. Yeah. Like for them, it's just like, we get to enjoy this at a certain time of year, and it's just a nice seasonal perk kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I completely agree. I just think it's where you're at in the country. In the Southeast, it's hard. It's really hard for people to understand wet hop, fresh hop season down here because we just don't
grow hops.
We try to grow hops down here, but they just don't really grow.
It's just like getting, like when you're in the South and you get some amazing fresh peaches from Chilton County, you know, Alabama or something like that, like, or Granger County tomatoes. Like that's going to be something unlike anything else you get at any other type of year. So it's really tied into the terra, you know, like really where you are, like the terroir or whatever.
But
you know.
June and I, our anniversary is like early October. So we love going out west. So, you know, Oregon, Washington, Utah, Idaho, every brewery you go to has fresh hop beer. It's just part of the culture out there. Everybody just expects it. It's part of the seasonality.
It's part of the harvest. You know, this
they
is the thing.
Harvest the hops, they put them in the beer. Every brewery we went to had a fresh hop beer on tap.
And I think that's the great part of it. It's just, I wonder, and then maybe that is what makes it special, because you can't really get it everywhere easily.
You can. You know? And, you know, just like for example, with Lagunitas or some of these other like national breweries, like, it's a pain in the butt because you've got to keep things at a very low temperature and you've got to be in control of every single moment of that.
Well, and then the other part of it too is having the brew ready to go to put the hops in.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more fresh hop goodness in just a minute. The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is based on that time of year where the hops are super fresh and beers are amazing. The abundance of a fresh hop harvest on a beer is outstanding. And we're discussing that today. So right before the break, we were discussing fresh hops. And let's continue with that.
Yeah, so I think one of the things the listeners need to know, if they don't already, is that in the drying process, hops are going to lose about 3/4 of their weight. So as a brewer, if you're going to brew a beer with wet hops, fresh hops, you need to figure 4 times what you would normally use in that beer.
That's like the one beer said, you know, 200 pounds of hops.
200 sounds a lot, but it's
in the grand scheme of things, it's not.
Because it's so much water weight.
Right, exactly. So for those that don't brew, most of us, when we are home brewing, we're brewing with pellets. So they are concentrated flavor and concentrated hops. So you don't have to add a lot. I mean, a couple ounces here.
I'm just all cryo. This
of course you're cryo, but I mean,
a couple ounces here, a couple ounces there, you know, or a few depending on how big your batch is, and you're good to go. So the great thing and the scary thing about fresh hops is you don't know what your flavor is going to be and how much of that you need. So there's a lot of like smoke and mirrors when you're getting these beers wild together. Card. Yeah, exactly. Well, and you hope everything comes out okay.
And even if you do brew with like whole leaf hops, it's still, they've been through a bit of a curing and drying process, you know, so you're still pulling some of that water weight out of it. So yeah
and the reason why the hops need to be dried is because they're so wet, they will start releasing the water that's stored within them that will create humidity, which will create mold, and that will then immediately ruin your hop
fast.
And the other thing too is like a lot of the oils that are in the hops
they're very volatile
at room temperature.
They oxidize almost immediately.
So it is a time game, and it's kind of like what we were saying during the break, like with any beer, almost any beer, the experience you're going to get drinking it in a can a week or two, whatever, later is going to be different than if you drank it right off the tap, you know, as soon as it was ready to go, you know. And and it's farther out you go time-wise, the more the character of the beer changes.
Yeah, yes. People don't get that a lot of times. I mean, really, there's really very few products that change so quickly their flavor profile.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of our mass produced beer, you know, it's built to not change at all. And they're just not used to that. Whereas, you know,
Garrett Oliver likes to tell the story about how when he was living in the UK, how he would go to the pubs, and part of the discussion they would have is who's got the freshest beer on draft, and then I think also he was looking for a sweet spot between that in the traditional British pub serving the oxidization,
the start of the cask versus the end of the cask.
Sure.
But yeah, that was always part of their discussion was like, oh, they just got a new cask in, we got to go hit this pub.
That's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, when you guys, Kendall and those guys would bring in the fresh kegs of Pilsner or Kel.
Oh, my God.
Versus like what you normally get here, which is, you know, it's been bottled.
And I can't even tell you. Yeah, the unfiltered Pilsner, I was involved in that process. The amount of money they spent taking fresh, unfiltered Pilsner Kel straight from Pilsen to all the way,
2-3 days old. It was insane.
On a refrigerated plane, like it's bonkers.
And it's like regular Pilsner or Kel is great. Like it's not been
light struck. And
well,
you know,
if these three things have not happened to it, it's great. But to get it that fresh, it's like a totally different experience.
It is. And the fact that we're like catching lightning in a bottle, so to speak, with these.
Wow, well said.
It's
just, you know, it's amazing, and it's a testament. And if you're lucky enough to be able to travel to the Northwest in early October to capture the freshness, if you really enjoy hoppy beers, I mean, this is the way to go. We got lucky because I think considering that this has been a couple weeks in the making.
Right.
They're still fresh, and to me, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, keep it cold in a can, you're still kind of good.
Exactly, but there's a lot, I mean, there's so many variables at play.
And thankfully, this was a cooler time of year to have these beers shipped.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely, end of September, head to Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Just go drink all the beer.
Yeah, totally. Okay, moving on, we are going to go to Diebold, or at least I hope I'm saying this correctly.
Diebold, yeah.
Okay.
220, 221.
In Denver, Colorado. And this beer was brewed in collaboration with Dual Citizen Brewing Company from St. Paul, Minnesota. The beer is called Nuggy Fresh, Fresh Hopped IPA. This is coming in at 6% ABV.
What kind of hops?
Cascade and Chinook.
Yes, Cascade and Chinook. Yeah.
So very, very classic American hops.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm getting a lot of like almost candy sweetness.
Yeah,
off
there's
of this.
There's something different about this.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like the malt body of like an old school West Coast IPA.
Yes.
But without the bitterness to kind of knock it out. You know.
Yeah. There's not much bitterness in this beer whatsoever.
Right. Which, no.
It's like a candy beer.
Mm. But yeah, I'm definitely tasting the Cascade in this. Yeah.
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Nuggie Fresh is a reference to Dougie Fresh, one of the great beatboxers in the world of hip hop.
Pioneers of hip hop, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is glorious. I mean, for what it is. And right. I appreciate the West Coastiness of the base of this with the fresh hops.
Isn't that amazing that you know, really kind of set the tone, and then, you know, you had the hazy IPAs have just totally reset it. So when we go back to a classic West Coast IPA, we're like, oh, the old throwback to legends of yore. I know.
No, but that's the thing. Like, I'm almost at the point where I'm craving those like vintage green flash beers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For nostalgic. That. Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is sad. It says how old I am in the scheme of things.
Bad luck.
But for as much as I enjoy the East Coast and the hazy IPAs, which don't get me wrong, they're great for what they are. Sometimes you need to go back to the basics almost, you know? And I mean, when I fell in love with beer and craft beer, it was those West Coast IPAs that were coming out. And it was just a complete shock to the system for me. And I really enjoyed it. So this is kind of a marriage of the best of both worlds. You know, you're getting that West Coast base full frontal assault with like these really great fresh hops. This is really nice.
I just want a beer named West Coast Base Full Frontal Assault. Now I feel like that needs to be a beer name badly.
Man, there's not a lot of label space left over.
No.
That's okay. That's okay. Brewers.
You got this.
Yes. Do it. This can happen. This
very
can
nice.
Happen.
And there is a nice little bit of that hop acid burn kind of like right at the back end. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's just sweet and it finishes sweet. It's sweet, but then it kind of dries out.
I feel like this is something Sierra Nevada would brew. That's, you know, there's a lot of classic notes there, and they love Chinook, you know, and especially the Cascade hops. So
I could totally see that.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. A thing. Totally see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah. Man. Okay. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll agree.
We are going to rate this beer, which is the Nuggie Fresh Fresh Hopped IPA from Diebolt and Dual Citizen, a 3.
Oh, sorry. I thought we said 4. I'm going to say 4.
It was mostly 3.
It was a high 3.
I'm doing 4. You know what? You guys,
right, fine. We're making 4. 4. Okay. We're going to do 4. Okay. Last, but certainly not least.
Oh, it's least.
Is the Altair Fresh Hop Pale Ale. So wrap that around your head.
So in a way, it is the least.
Because it's a pale ale, not an IPA. This is from Ecliptic Brewing Company.
So good.
Oh, very man, solid. This is solid.
Yeah.
This is
really good.
I think this is my favorite thing that we've had.
Yeah. 5.5% ABV.
And even on the
trips from Portland.
To the trips I've had to the Northeast, the Fresh Hop Pales, I enjoyed more than the Fresh Hop IPAs. Yeah. It's just a cleaner, lighter,
tighter,
easier way to present the hops.
It almost feels like IPAs, they're trying too hard. You know, with the pale ale, nobody does them, so the expectations are less, you know, and it's just an easier, smoother beer, you know.
Yes.
And this one is combining Strata and Centennial. So we've had a lot of Strata hops today,
absolutely,
right? And then we've had some Centennial too.
What was the ABV?
Yeah, this works really
well.
Yeah,
I could pound that.
It's really refreshing. Yeah, give me a crowler, I'll shotgun it.
Yeah, this was a nice way to finish the flight.
Yeah, it really was.
I was a little worried.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm still drinking the super sticky icky. I'm saving it. That's how I'm finishing.
Yeah, there you go. I already finished my sticky icky, but I like this Altair a lot.
Yeah,
it's nice, floral, kind of fruity, and it's not blowing me up, you know. And it is as smooth as the sticky icky, but it's not hiding 8% ABV.
Right.
No,
so I know I can drink, you know, 3 crowlers of this, and yes, I'll fall down, but I can probably make it to the bed before I fall down.
Fall into bed.
And that's what we strive for here.
That's right. Yeah.
Just don't hit your head on the intake.
Please enjoy responsibly.
Superior drinkability, easily crash into bed.
Yes.
And not to sound cheesy, but since I'm the girl in the group.
The lady.
Right. Well, fine. The lady of the group.
Well, let's not forget Spark.
Over the line, Dave. Over the line.
I do have some low for Lightner.
But what I really appreciate about this particular beer is A, the ABV isn't high. You know, it's not going to blow you up. B, there's like this little bit of creaminess, but it's very approachable for a lot of people that want to try something that's hoppy and fresh hoppy, but not over the top. There's been a couple that we've had that have been a little bit more like in your face hoppiness. This is a nice blend.
Yeah.
And for somebody maybe of the female or female geared species that tends to like things a little softer, this is a great gateway, if you will, into that
world.
Fantastic. Interesting. Yeah.
It's really, really nice. I could drink a lot of this.
Yes.
And not this get in trouble.
Really refreshing.
Yeah, it doesn't suck.
that's all really all that matters. It. Does it suck or not?
No. It's all you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Well, we are going to rate the Altair Fresh Hop Pale Ale a 4. Okay, so quick question here. Yep. So this is the pale, and this is the only pale that we've had in the flight versus the IPA. Yes. Do you really see a lot of difference?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, same.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Some of these were much, much bigger.
Yeah.
True.
Like the
sticky. Wasn't there one of the IPAs that was only 5.8 or something?
Mm-hmm. There was a session IPA in there.
Yeah, there's like a little bit
there's
of
a little overlap.
Yeah.
Overall, I mean, I think we were, I don't know if we're just really generous. These beers are all really great because we were all really high on these, right?
I think we were. I mean, it is kind of a novelty, right, for us because we don't necessarily get fresh hop.
Especially beers from these breweries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Well, Janet Reno's Dance Party fresh hop was 5.4. So it's even just slightly lower than,
than the
Ecliptic.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, the terms pale ale, IPA, I think
they've been muddled.
They've been muddled so much, you know, like even like where double IPA, the point in alcohol changed over time, like where something was a double IPA to where it is now, you know, and then like triple IPA versus barley wine, you know, I'm like, all these things are so interchangeable at this point. You know, people just take a good liberty with it. But
I saw somebody label something as a quadruple IPA, and I'm like, come on, that's what? Just barley wine. Yeah.
And then he flipped the table.
Yeah.
Come on. A 10X IPA.
Oh my God. Why would you even do that?
Yeah.
Because he can.
Yeah.
Because it's called malt liquor.
Yeah.
Hop style.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I mean, apparently, I guess it is.
Yeah.
But I think that this is a good showcase. I mean, from going from the pale ale that we've had, you know, as the most recent beer, all the way back to the 8% Jagged Mountain. I mean, fresh hops in a beer is really extraordinary.
What's interesting, and obviously this is only 6 beers,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But how many of them had strata in it? You know, like, is that just what was available or just a lot of people?
I think three of them had Strata in them. Right. Yeah, that was my question too. And that was what jumped out at me when I was coming across these beers.
It's like a bumper crop of Strata.
Right. Yeah. There could be that. But, and the other part of that too is like that may have been right when Strata was ready to be harvested and these breweries
and
were
ready.
And
that's the thing.
Because every hop variety has a different harvest time.
And when you do something that is a fresh hop or whatever beer, you have to go with what is available.
Mm-hmm.
And this is apparently what was available.
And it worked. You know, it worked on all of these.
Sure. But quickly, I mean, obviously, if you go there and you try the beers at this time of year, you're mm-hmm. going to get the fresh stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, the availability for us in Tennessee and for other states, you know, granted, we were able to get some quickly, but you really need to travel there, to get it fresh.
If you want the experience, absolutely. You got to go.
Yes, exactly. So, everyone who's listening, go to the West Coast.
Or Colorado.
Or Colorado.
Yeah. End of September, 1st of October.
Yes. Plan a trip and enjoy the beer. Well, that's going to do it for us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode, which is a Suds episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap that subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes.
We'd love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip Suds Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with a lot of news, meta or otherwise. You'll also be able to interact with thousands of other fans on those social media platforms.
Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well.
5 stars.
Good boy Kendall, please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com, and it was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Good old boy Sparky, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, and I'm just glad that this goes towards my 800 hours of community service to fulfill my probation.
Only you 799
are, you are halfway
left.
There.
Yeah,
yes.
We're going to get there.
I'll put in a good word to your PO.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm here to help.
Good old boy Sean, thank you so much for today.
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me get some beers together for an episode, and appreciate the opportunity to curate this episode. So,
yay.
Cheers.
Good old boy Dave.
Cheers to Sean. Great job, man. Great job.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Well done.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you on our next episode.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.